Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ninth verse we discussed, Swastyastu Vishvasya Khalaha Prasidatam Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mithodhya. Why it becomes small? Okay. Full screen. Okay. So, we saw how Prahlad Maharaj is so non-envious. Not only being non-envious, he is well-wisher of everyone, and he is desiring that everyone should become a well-wisher of others. Okay? Such is, that is the highest stage of being non-envious. Like, just like Vasudeva Dutta, he wanted to suffer for all the sinful reactions of everyone. Right? So, to that extent, I don't want to go if you, I want all these people to get delivered, better you give me all the sinful reactions, like that he wanted. Question from online devotee. Somebody hearing online? Okay. Is it internet? Okay. Fine. 14th verse we'll discuss now. Tasmad rajo raga vishadamanyo Manaspruha bhaya dhinyadhimulam Hitva griham samsriti chakravalam Drisimhapadam bhajata kuto bhayam Tasmad rajo raga vishada manyu. Okay, raga is attachment, intense attachment. Raja is full passion, passionate desires. Raja, raga, vishada is tragedy, lamentation. Manyu means anger. Next, manaspraha means false prestige. Bhaya means fear. Then dainya is despair. So tasmad rajo raga vishada manyu manaspraha bhaya dainya dhimulam. Just give up all these things, Prahlad Maharaj says. So in the previous verse, he desired that everyone should be happy and become well-wisher. For that, we need to relinquish certain unwanted things in our system. Right? Manas praha bhaya vainyadi moolam hitva griham samsriti chakravalam. So just give up the materialistic household life. This is not speaking about Krishna conscious grihastha life. This is speaking about materialistic household life without Krishna in center. So hitva griham samsriti chakravalam. So this is like samsriti means repeated birth and death. So, the materialistic household life will only end up making the soul transmigrate from one body to another body. Okay? So, give it up. Give up all these negative tendencies and give up this materialistic lifestyle and do what? Drisimhapadam bhajatat akuto bhayam. Just worship the lotus feet of Lord Narasimha if at all you want to be fearless. Akuto bhayam means whatever is described in the first three lines cause fear right? So intense attachment towards so many materialistic things and materialistic paraphernalia will cause attachment, and result is fear. Okay, so much of fear of losing them, so much of fear of maintaining them, right? So much of anxiety to acquire a lot of things like that. So better you worship the lotus feet of the Lord. He says. So Prahlad is inspiring devotion in everyone. Now we see in that series only, Prahlad speaks another verse. Yasyasti, this is a very popular verse. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kimchana sarvain gunaistatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manuarathena sati dhavato bahi. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. So he is speaking about akinchana devotees. One who has unflinching devotion unto the Supreme Lord Krishna. Sarvai gunais tatra samasate suraha. All the good qualities that are in the demigods also will come and take shelter in him or her. Okay. So sarvai gunais tatra samasate suraha. And hara abhaktasya, if you are not a devotee of Hari, kuto mahadguna, what great qualities do you have? Even in materialistic calculation, some of his qualities may seem to be good qualities, but if there is no alignment towards the process of devotional service, that is manorathena asati dhavato bahi. Manoratha, he is just on his mental plane like that. So, all the living entities are parts and parcels of Krishna. Being parts and parcels of Krishna, they also have some qualities of Krishna to a certain degree. And a devotee who is extremely advanced and closely connected with Krishna will manifest those qualities to the maximum possible extent than people who are not so much connected with Krishna. Means, not so much in realization are conscious of their connection with Krishna. Everybody is connected with Krishna eternally, but people forget, right? So just like I often give this example, you have a golden ring, right? Many of you don't have, but if you have a golden ring, and if you happen to walk, and the golden ring falls into some gutter, some canal, some Suez canal, and it mixes with all the mud and urine and stool and whatever is flowing into that canal, right? All the kachra. So that golden ring is very costly, maybe 1 lakh rupees. But it just fell into the gutter and this fellow did not even realize it. He is just going. And the golden ring will not lose its quality, is it not? It doesn't get mixed with all the Suez in that canal. And there is no chemical reaction there, and just like iron will rust in contact with water, maybe, but gold will not rust. The quality of that gold or diamond or the whatever ratnas are there in that ring, that will not be lost. It will remain the same. But point is, there is no use. The glory of a golden ring is when it is adorning the finger of a man or a woman, or a queen or a king, right? When that is the purpose of the ring. It should increase the shine or glory or prestige of a human being. When that purpose is not served, what is the use of shine? That shine is just hidden behind the spheres. Although the ring did not lose its quality, right? Someone just picks it up from there and washes it nicely, or just remove as well, you wash it with soap, again it's back. The value of the gold is not reduced. Once you wash it and take it to a golden shop, whatever is the rate, he will give. Aray, this will be a gutter me gratha. We'll just cut down the price half. He doesn't even recognize it, right? Similarly, although the conditioned soul, although the soul is in a material body, in the material world, or is in most degraded species also, the quality of being Satchit Ananda is not lost for the soul. Is it not? Soul does not lose its quality. It's a part of Krishna. Satchit Ananda is not lost. The point is, when the soul is entrapped in the material body with so many material impressions, influenced by the materialistic false ego, then problem is, the original glory of the soul is not manifested. All this false ego, material mind, material intelligence, gross and subtle bodies which are covering the soul are like the gutter of the sewage. The original shine of the golden ring is not manifest. The purpose for which the golden ring exists is not settled. Similarly, the purpose for which the soul is existing, to love Krishna and to serve Krishna, that purpose is not being served by being entrapped in the material body. But the soul did not lose its quality. So here, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavat kinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate suraha means a devotee has all good qualities. Basically means, devotee who is completely conscious of Krishna, who is in his original constitutional position as a lover and a servant of Krishna, such a person can manifest all good qualities. But abhaktasya means a soul, a pure soul that is covered by hundreds of material impressions, layers of the false ego, they cannot manifest any good qualities. Kuto mahanguna? He says this. What good qualities he has? That does not mean he doesn't have. Only thing is, they are not manifesting. The golden ring will shine, provided you pick it out from the sewage and wash it, or polish it if needed. So the process of picking it up, picking up the golden ring from the gutter and washing it and polishing it is bhakti. So by bhakti, the second two lines can become first two lines of this life. You see, the devotee has all good qualities. So, I also give this example. So, when somebody is covered with 10 blankets, is feeling say, cold, covered with 10 blankets. So, you can't, even if you hit him with a stick, he doesn't feel the pain. Now, he's wearing only one coat, you just hit him here, and then he feels the pain. So, there are 10 blankets, you hit him there. It's a one foot away from his body, right? He doesn't feel the pain. If you have to scratch, then he scratches there. He has a missing sensation. So it doesn't reach here. Similarly, when the soul is covered with layers of false ego, he cannot be open to Krishna consciousness. When someone tells him about Krishna, Krishna bhakti, spirit, soul, this and that, so tell something relevant. What is relevant? Which movie is the latest in the market? That is relevant for him. What is the latest phone model? That is relevant for him. Okay. Who won in the election? That is relevant for him. He finds external things more relevant than the most essential thing about spiritual subject matters, because so many blankets are covering him. Layers of false ego. When someone is covered by layers of false ego and ignorance, to penetrate through all these layers of false ego and reach the soul and tell him, my dear sir, you are a servant of Krishna, is extremely difficult. To the extent one is pure oneself, to that extent he can penetrate through the layers of false ego. Some devotees are there, very exalted and pure devotees. When they say a single word, other people get impressed. So they just open up, they get transformed. But they somehow they have some purity within them. But the same words, if a neophyte fellow repeats, that may not be so impactful upon the listeners. Right? See? So the potential to manifest these qualities is there in every soul. But the point is, because of conditioned existence, that is, those qualities are not being manifested. Now, Prahlad said this, and he himself has all great qualities. Now, in the 7th canto, 4th chapter, Prahlad Maharaj's good qualities are described. Very beautiful series. We may not meditate on all these qualities, but page number 45 of Subodhani. ब्रह्मण्यः शीलसम्पन्नः सत्यसन्धोचितेन्द्रियः आत्मवत् सर्वभूतानाम् एकप्रियसुहृत्तमः. ब्रह्मण्यः मीन्स् ही इस् क्वालिफैड् लैक् ए ब्राह्मण आर् इस् डिवोटेड् टु ब्रह्मण्यः मीन्स् ब्रह्मन् इस् रिफर्स् टु स्पिरिचुवल् नालेज्. ब्रह्मण्यः मीन्स् इस् डिवोटेड् टु स्पिरिचुवल् नालेज्. Krishna is no go brahman hitaya chare, he is kind to brahmanas, he is respectful to brahmanas. Prahlada being a devotee of the Lord, he is also brahman. Namo brahmanya devaya. Next, shila sampanna, he is endowed with all good character. Okay, there is nothing that one has to point out in the character of Prahlada. He is so exceptional. Satya sandha means he is truthful, that is one thing. Satya means absolute truth, parama satya. Satya sandha means one who is rooted in his understanding of the absolute truth. Satya sandha can have multiple meanings. One is rooted in his understanding of the absolute truth. Second, he himself is truthful. Okay. So truthful, being truthful is like simple, like a normal understanding. But a deeper understanding is being fixed up in his understanding of absolute truth. Jitendriyaha. So, full sense control and mind control. So, that indriya is sense control only, but mind also is considered one of the indriyas. Sixth sense. So, that is full control. Then, Atma with Sarva Bhotana means like Paramatma, he is equal to everyone. Okay. He is kind to all beings and their dearest friend, best friend. Eka Priya Suhuttamaha. Dasavat Sanna Karyangri. So, Sannata Arya Angrihi, Dasavat, like a servant, he would serve the lotus feet of exalted souls, right? Like a menial servant, he would serve them. Like a surrendered soul, he would serve them. So, however exalted a devotee may be, in front of elders or experienced people, he is very submissive, surrendered, simple. Now, Dhruva Maharaj was a very exalted devotee. He got the darshan of the Supreme Lord at the age of 5. And that too with 6 months of effort only. Not 6 millenniums of effort. Not 6 lifetimes of effort. Within 6 months, a 5-year-old boy achieved the darshan of the Lord. He is such an exalted person. After ruling the world for 36,000 years, Vaikuntha airplane came to take Dhruva Maharaj to the spiritual abode of the Lord. Then, Dhruva Maharaj took bath, did achaman or whatever other regular things, and he took blessings of all the sages and exalted personalities there before boarding the airplane, Vaikuntha airplane. There is absolutely not a slight trace of superiority complex in Dhruva Maharaj, although technically he is superior to anyone. He is going to Vaikuntha and they are staying back. Is it not? He is taking blessings of the stable party. Right? Not yatra. Permanently he is going there. It's promotion. Okay? So, they are not going to Vaikuntha. And Prahlada Maharaj is not feeling proud that I am going to Vaikuntha and these people are not going to Vaikuntha. He is falling at their feet and taking blessings from everyone. Dasavata Sannatariyangri. However exalted a devotee may be, however popular or charismatic he may become, in the devotee circles, he should not fail to offer respects to elder devotees, senior devotees. Right? Sometimes, as age progresses, as time progresses, one may happen to come into the limelight more than other people who may be more experienced than us. Right? So that should not get into our head. So, dasavata sannatariyangrihi. So, one should be very submissive towards Arya, means elder people, senior people, wise people. Pitruvat means one can be elder to someone not only in age, in wisdom, in experience, in various ways in which you can consider another person an elder. Even if you fulfill one or two parameters, not all parameters also, you can definitely be submissive and humble in front of him. Basically, no pride. Pitruvat Dinavatsalaha. So Pitruvat means just like a father, he would take care of younger people. अर्जुन्यति देयर भ्रातृवः सदृशे स्निग्धो भ्रातृ मीन्स जस्ट लाइक अ ब्रदर ही वुड ट्रीट हिज फ्रेंड्स इक्वल्स गुरुषु ईश्वर भावनः हाउ वुड ही ट्रीट हिज गुरु एज इफ द गुरु इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी गॉड हेड कृष्णा ही वुड गिव हिम रेस्पेक्ट वन शुड वर्शिप गुरु लाइक दैट कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ सेज गुरु इज एज गुड एज मी राइट नेक्स्ट विद्यार्थ रूप जन्माढ्यो मानस्तंभ विवर्जितः विद्यार्थ रूप जन्माढ्यो मीन्स ही इज एंडोर्ड विद विद्या एजुकेशन नेक्स्ट वेल्थ अर्थ विद्या अर्थ विद्या इज एजुकेशन अर्थ इज वेल्थ रूप इज ब्यूटी जन्म इज हाई बर्थ ही इज एंडोर्ड विद ऑल दीज गुड थिंग्स बट स्टिल मानस्तंभ विवर्जितः So these four things could induce pride in a person. If you are very nicely educated, you could become proud. If you are coming from a high birth, good family, there may be pride. And wealth and beauty that will cause pride in a person. Just like Nalakovar and Manigriva. They became so arrogant just because they were so wealthy and beautiful. Young. But still, manastambha vivarjitaha. He is freed from false pride. And arrogance and unsubmissiveness. Okay. So that is the quality of Prahlad Maharaj. There are so many qualities, we will just describe briefly. We cannot, each of these, one topic can elaborate into a seminar for 1 hour like that. So we'll just see the headlines. Next. No dvigna chitto vishayeshu nispruha. Shrutyeshu drishtyeshu guneshu vastudrik. दांतेन्द्रिय प्राण शरीर धीसदा प्रशांत कामो रहिता सुरोसुरः न उद्विग्न चित्तो विषयेषु लालसः ओके व्यसनेषु सॉरी न उद्विग्न चित्तो व्यसनेषु मीन्स इज अनएजिटेटेड इवन इन द केस ऑफ व्यसन व्यसन मीन्स सम डेंजर्स कम सम कैलामिटीज कम इन अवर लाइफ Now Udvigna. He doesn't get agitated. Hiranyakashipu says, give him poison. Or beat him with some clubs. Or throw him on from the top of mountain cliff. Prahlad doesn't get agitated. Take him a jata. He is just good. And then jump from there. And he is protected. So this is very exalted stage. Next, Nispruhaha means he is not desirous of any sense enjoyment. Nispraha is applied to Srityeshu, Drishteshu, Guneshu. Srita means what you are hearing. Drishta means what you are seeing. Right? He may hear about or he may see some sense objects, but he is not desirous of enjoying them. When you hear that some new phone model came, you may be desirous of acquiring it. Some children are there. Some new toy came in the market. The child may become desirous of acquiring it. So, one may hear about some sense object, one may see the sense object directly also, but if one is detached and devoted to Krishna, he doesn't become obsessive to attain that sense object. That's what it means. Nispruhaha sriteshu drishteshu guneshu. Third point. Avastudruk means he saw the world as insubstantial. The material world is insubstantial. Not that it is false, but it is. It cannot offer anything permanent to you. So three qualities we discussed in this verse. Number one, Nodvikna Chitto Vyasaneshu means, so evening there will be a quiz. Radhesham Prabhu told me to conduct some games and activities and some quiz kind of thing also. Samarpanka Prabhu had those quizzes when he was in regular Vidya Vidya. So we'll have some quiz. All these words you remember. Right? So word line by line, quality by quality, they are present here. So, avastudruk means he found the world as insubstantial. So, no exam pressure, by the way. It's just funny quiz. Okay? Funny means not fun, but like very light, on a lighter side. No anxiety for you. No dvigna. No dvigna chitto vyasaneshi. So, the quiz is not a calamity. Don't get into udvigna or anxiety. Okay? It's fun. Spiritual fun. स दांतेन्द्रिय प्राण शरीर धी सदा सो ऑलवेज कंट्रोल हिज सेंसेस दांत इंद्रिय प्राण ही इज कंट्रोलिंग हिज लाइफ एयर सेंसेस बॉडी एंड धी ऑल्सो इंटेलिजेंस ऑल्सो इज कंट्रोलिंग Sometimes the materialistic intelligence makes so many plans for sense enjoyment. Control. One needs to control that. So Prashanta Kama, fifth quality. Prashanta Kama means all his desires are satisfied. Means he does not have any material lusty desires. He subdued all such lusty desires. Rahita Asuro Suraha. Rahita Asuro. Although born in Asura family, Rahita Asuro Asuraha. Means he is born in a demoniac family, he does not have demoniac quality. You see, you are coming from salt mine, but you are sweet. Okay, that is very special. You scratch anywhere in salt mine, you will only get salt. You will not get the taste of sugar candy. But he is coming from a demoniac family, surrounded by demons. Generally, sangat sanjayate kama. So, our desires are dependent on our association. Right? But Prahalad Maharaj is having only demonic association. His teachers are demoniac. The students around him, they are coming from demon families. His father is demoniac. His whole dynasty is demoniac. His whole kingdom is demoniac. And whoever is trying to worship Vishnu, they are killed or they are harassed so much in the kingdom. So Vishnu name is banned there. Only Hiranyakashipu Namaha is one of eight mantra there. But he is so rooted up in his devotion towards Vishnu. So definitely association has a very great influence on our consciousness. But if one is determined, he can surpass the influence of the association also. Sita Devi, Lord Ram's consort, she was staying in where? In Lanka for Ashoka Vatika for 1 year, surrounded by so many demonesses. They were all doing Ravana Katha, not Ram Katha. Okay. Constantly this fellow is coming, Ravana is coming and asking her, you submit to me, or I will kill you, or I will cook your flesh for my breakfast and eat it. So like that. But her devotion towards Ramachandra did not slacken even an inch also. Understand? So, influence of association is inevitable. But if one is determined within, the negative influence will not affect our consciousness. Same thing. If we are determined within to stick to our material consciousness, the devotional ambience around us will not influence us. Katha chalvai. So Krishna Katha is going on in big mic and mic is shouting like hell and the person may sleep peacefully also. So like that you may get up in the middle. Right? So it all boils down to one's individual commitment to the process. Definitely the association in the facilities, external systems will help us definitely. To mold our character and consciousness, no doubt about it. But more important than that is an internal individual commitment from our side. Then all these facilities will help us advance. Otherwise, they will not. It's because Prahlad was so determined on his process of devotional service, all the demons around him did not affect him at all. Prashanta Kamo, Rahita Asuro Asuraha. He is in the midst of Asuras, but he has no quality of being an Asura. He is born there, he is brought up there, he is associating with them. Like that. Same thing with Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami also. They said, we were Nicha Jati, Nicha Sangha. We are associating with Blechas. We are employed by Blechas. We are serving the Blechas. We are working for them, so we are following. Yeah, generally that may be like that. But in the case of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, the Blecha association and Blecha maintenance did not influence their consciousness at all. In fact, they became more and more humble to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. And that humility, their humility is breaking Mahaprabhu's heart. Next, one more quality. 37th verse of the 4th chapter. Nyasta kridana ko balo jadavattan manasyat manastaya krishna graha grihitatma naveda jagadishwaram. Nyasta kridana ko balo means just the children are interested in some playthings, but see, he made all the children sit next to him and hear his katha as he is speaking. Children means that they will play. Which 5-year-old child is interested in katha? They will play. Even if they sit also, they will play. They will distract the mother and father. Right? So children means they want to play. But as a child, he is not interested in play. Jadavattan manastaya means he seemed to be jada, dull. Just like Jada Bharat was there, he seemed to be dull and very ignorant and foolish to everyone around. He has 9 stepbrothers and other family members and other neighbors. Everybody thought that Jada Bharat is a really Jada. He doesn't know anything. But he was not Jada. He was so fixed up in his consciousness. He did not want to interact with these materialistic people. He opened his mouth only when he saw a qualified person like Rahugana, who can assimilate his teachings. So Jada Bharat did not open his mouth in front of all these people who are very low class. Right? So Jadavaktan Manastaya. So although he was so absorbed in Krishna, externally he seemed to be dull and dumb and unintelligent. Right? Mandabuddhi. Same thing like Jada Bharat. Next. But internally he was haunted by ghost. What ghost here? Which graha is haunting him? Which planet is haunting him? Krishna graha grihitatma. Just like ghost haunted people, they are deranged. Right? They don't know what they are doing, what they are speaking, because they are constantly influenced and haunted by an external force. But here he is overwhelmed or possessed by Krishna graha. Krishna's planet has completely possessed him. Means he is completely overcome by Krishna consciousness. Then Naveda Jagadishwaram. He could not understand how this world is going on, being fully absorbed in the activities of sense enjoyment. Because he is absorbed in Krishna, he is unable to understand how these people are running the show with sense enjoyment. So these are some of the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. Okay. So such Prahlad Maharaj is offering a fervent prayer for association. Okay. Couple of more prayers and then we'll go into the storyline. Yeah, fine. Shall we continue like this, or it's getting too technical or theoretical or so much principle based without any storyline? Fine. You can interrupt me whenever you want. Yeah, you can. Any question?
Here the 4 qualities, he was not praying when he had it. So like he was born in Asura family, still how it was like this considered high, like he could not see.
Yeah. Oh, you are saying high birth in the sense that, am I understanding? He's born of a great king who is ruling the 3 worlds, in that sense. Not like the species which are demoniac. Not in that sense. He definitely is born in an aristocratic family, very wealthy family, very powerful family, influential family. In that sense, you may consider him born as Asura. So, next verse. Magara darat majavitta bandhushu. Sango yadisya bhagavat priyeshunah. Yah prana vritya paritushta atmavan. Siddhyatya dhuran natathendriya priyah. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, Magara Dharatmaja Vitta Bandhushu. My dear Narasimhadev, may we not be attached to
Agara? Means?
Agara means?
Home. Dara.
Why? Atmaja.
Children.
Vitta.
Money.
Bandhushu. Relatives. So may we not get unduly attached to this household paraphernalia so much. Yes, it's the responsibility of a family person to definitely attend to all these things, but one should not be unduly attached. So we have so many such great devotees who are living in family life, like Parikshit Maharaj is a grihastha, Prithu Maharaj, Swayambhava Manu, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Kunti Devi. So many such exalted devotees are there who are living in families, but there is no undue attachment to the household paraphernalia. When Kunti Maharani prayed like this, Vipadaha Santutaha Shashvat, not this. What is that verse? She says, cut the knots. Atha Visvesha Visvatman Vishwamurte Svakeshume Sneha Pashamam Chindi Dridham Pandushu Vrishnishu. So the undue attachment that one has for family members could entangle them. So she says, just cut my family knots with Pandus and Vrishnis, both. Why? Because that might entangle me. So she says, cut my knots with them because they are there is a blood relation. So I should not be attached to them based on that external material relationship. But I want their association. I want the company of all these Pandavas and Vrishnis because they are devotees of you. Right? So my connection with them on a spiritual basis should continue. But I should not be just overwhelmed with their association or attachment towards them just because they are my sons or parental people. So, maintaining association and love and affection towards family members is important, definitely. But one should not. One should try to transform that attachment with Krishna in the center as much as possible. That's the message. Sango yadisya bhagavat priyeshanaha. Let me not be unduly or materially attached to this household paraphernalia. If at all I have an attachment, sango yadisya. Let that be attachment towards Bhagavat Priyeshana. Means those who love you and those who are loved by you. Bhagavat Priya could mean one who is very dear to Bhagavan, Priya to Bhagavan, or one who is dear to Bhagavan and loves Bhagavan. Bhagavan loves them and they love Bhagavan. Both are there. Basically, Krishna is devotees. So let me be having attachment to them. Yaha pranavritya parituṣṭa ātmava siddhyatya dūran na tathendriya priyaha. So because all these devotees, they have completely dedicated their everything towards you. Pranavritya parituṣṭa ātmava means they are very satisfied also. So siddhyati adūran, perfection is very difficult for those people who are Indriya Priya. Indriya Priya means they are attached to sense gratification. So bhakti is a process that converts this Indriya Priya in the fourth line to Bhagavat Priya in the second line. We should be attached to Bhagavat Priya, not Indriya Priya, people like that. Then Tulayamalavina, there are many other things. Now, why he is asking for that association? Because he knows the glory of such association. Yat sanga labdham nijavirya vaibhavam tirtham mohusam prishatam himanasam haratyajam taha shruti bhirgatam gajam kovaina sivetam kunda vikramam. Yet Sangalabdham Vijavirya Vaibhavam. Sangalabdham means if I attain the association of great devotees, what do I do in that association? What will that association offer to me? Nijavirya Vaibhavam Tirtham Mohu. Nijavirya Vaibhavam means the glory of your wonderful prowess and pastimes will be discussed in that association. I will come in access with that. I will come in contact with such glories. Basically, devotees do what? Parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavad yashah. Because devotees are absorbed in discussing the glories of Krishna, when we come into contact with devotees association, we can be updated, we can become aware of Krishna's glories. And what could be a more pleasurable thing than that? Okay. So, harantya jantaha shatibhir gadongajam kovaina seveta mukunda vikram. So, basically this verse also compares. There is Tirtha, in the second line it says, right? Tirtha means holy rivers. They, Sprishatam, when you touch them, when you come in contact with them, when you bathe in them, there is purification guaranteed. But the purification done by devotee association where the river of Krishna Katha is flowing, that is more effective. So like that, Prahlad Maharaj glorifies the association of devotees, right? He wants everybody to become a devotee, like that. So this is Prahlad's introduction in Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the 5th canto, some of his prayers are there, we discuss them. And in the 7th canto, 4th chapter, his qualities are described. And in the 42nd verse of 7.4 also, there is a power of good association. We can read on your own. So, this is a prelude to Prahlad's character. Now, 7.5 onwards, the real story also begins. Yes, so we have some questions.
Hare Krishna. Amongst devotees, the discussion of Krishna Katha is very attractive, very enlivening. Similarly, the discussion of managerial services is also should be having the same effect.
It all depends on the mood and consciousness ultimately. Because Krishna Katha, Krishna Seva, Krishna Kirtan are all on the same platform.
Okay. Managerial discussion is what? It's not a sin. Managerial is although it's a little heavy on the mind, it's a lot of anxiety involved there. But ultimately, all that anxiety is for Krishna. Right? There's a managerial meeting, how to conduct Janmashtami festival, how to cater to the needs of thousands of visitors visiting the temple, how to give them a spiritual experience. So, to give so many visitors spiritual experience, sometimes we may have to go through some anxiety in that management. So, depending on our consciousness, how we perceive that service, if we see that, oh, this service is helping so many people get connected to Krishna. This service is giving a wonderful experience to so many devotees like taking darshan of Krishna, taking prasadam of Krishna, cooking for say 5,000 people. That's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of management involved there. You get the vessels here, you cook, go and go out and get sabji there from so and so place. Ultimately, because everything is meant for Krishna, and if we also have some little discussion, that's why many of our managerial meetings also we try to discuss something about Krishna. We begin our calm meeting by reading a purport, right? By reading some purport from Bhagavatam. So this 5 minutes at least we will discuss some philosophy and something, and then we will begin the service part. So sometimes when we are involved too much in management of service, so there is a possibility that we may forget that we are doing it for Krishna, and we may just get circumstantially overwhelmed by the immediate needs or immediate arguments or something like that. That possibility is there, so but we need to check. We need to go back and then prepare our consciousness in that lens. So, in one sense, that is also Krishna Katha, because we are discussing about service of Krishna, which is not different from Krishna. Okay. But
These are there directly, Shravanam and Kirtanam directly discussing the past tense and qualities of Krishna. So, without any anxiety of meeting a target or deadline, right? So, both should be there. Both should go on. Next. Now, let's discuss slightly about the father, glorious father of Prahlad Maharaj, based on chapter number 3 and 4. As I said, I will not cover chronologically all the chapters, just I will touch upon few points and I will cover 7.9 and 10 more elaborately. So, Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu, so he heard that Lord Varahadev has killed Hiranyaksha, his brother. Okay. And naturally, he developed inimical feelings towards Lord Vishnu. And he himself wanted to kill Vishnu, which is not possible. And he wanted to prepare by performing austerities and getting benedictions from Brahma so that he will get the necessary powers to become immortal and then kill Vishnu. But he doesn't understand that Vishnu is superior to Brahmaji also. So, it's a lot of storyline you already know, and I'm not going to repeat it. So, Hiranyakashipu's desire is to be unconquerable. Okay? And he wants to conquer all the three worlds. He doesn't want any old age. He doesn't want any death. He should be beyond this old age and death. But what will take us beyond old age and death? The process of Bhakti Yoga. Right? An average person longs to live for long. He wants a long life, he doesn't want death, he doesn't want old age, he doesn't want disease. All these desires are there, common in demons, common in all people. But the process by which they want to come out of it is really substantial. When we offer them this, or this process will protect you from old age, take to bhakti, they don't believe it. What process will protect me from old age? By putting some color on my hair. They think that they are being protected from old age. They are just hiding their old age. They are not protecting themselves. They are from becoming old. They are just hiding that. They put some makeup there. They want to hide their wrinkles. They may want to do some plastic surgery this and that. So they want to hide their white hair by putting some paint on it. So, and this fellow, the Hiranyakashipu, wanted to avoid old age and death by worshipping Brahma. By worshipping Vishnu, we can come out of the material body and then live a life which is devoid of old age, death, birth and all these things. Okay, that is the real way of becoming unconquerable. But they have their wrong understandings. And he went and did austerities. Severe austerities. The effect of that austerity will torment the three planets. Okay. So, entire globe started trembling and stars and planets started falling. The directions became fiery. Then finally, Brahmaji came there and he said, a lot of discussion between demigods and Brahmaji, I am not covering all that. So, Brahmaji came and said, what do you want? Okay. He said, I don't want death from any jiva created by you within or outside a residence, not in the daytime, not in the nighttime, on the ground, on the sky, this and that, not by weapon. So I don't want any rival, I want all the mystic siddhis, I want all the mystic powers, I want sole proprietorship of the entire three planets in Brahma. He said, no one has asked this kind of predictions. Fine, no problem, because your austerities are so severe, half of your body is eaten up by so many worms and insects and ants, still you are living, maintaining your prana, you have so much of determination. So, I bestow these predictions upon you. So, Brahmaji was not happy to offer benedictions to demons, but he is obliged to offer benedictions. Okay. Not only Brahmaji, Shiva or whoever is giving some benedictions. Okay. Second thing is, in this world, one who takes birth has to die. One has to quit the body. You enter certain body and you have to quit the body after some time. But problem is, people get attached to the body in which they are living.
And they have hundreds and hundreds of plans. Hiranyaka put it, tapasya to remain immortal means to remain in the same body for longer time or eternally. But the modern materialistic person also tries to be in the same body eternally, as long as much as possible. Right? So that mentality is there in the modern people also. But they don't want to take the eternal process of becoming immortal. And they use their cleverness, intelligence, to surpass the system. Certain protocols are made, certain systems are made. Imposters want to deviate from these protocols. They always want to cut corners. I think we can overcome this type of obstacle by moving, moving in a different direction. You see, there is a deep-rooted tendency to compromise on the set standard norms. We always want shortcuts, our recommendations, or there is an inclination in a conditioned soul not to align with the process. So that could be within a small setup of a company or a temple or some bureaucracy or some government system or whatever, or a college or whatever. So Krishna has created the universe with certain protocols. Someone who has entered the body has to die. Is it not? But these demons, they want to surpass that. We don't want to align with this system. We want to live in this body eternally. The body has to become old. Body has to die one day. No, we don't want old age, we don't want death. So for that, what is the system? They want to surpass. So just like people use their intelligence to surpass the system. Okay, you can't directly go and take money from the bank. Okay, better go in the night time and then cut this, whatever, all the lockers and all that, and then steal the money. That's all the robber's plan. So Hiranyakashipu wanted to avoid this. So just like some intelligent policeman catches the robbers, although they use their intelligence to steal the money from a bank, similarly, God surpasses the intelligence of materialistic demons who wanted to use their intelligence to avoid the system created by God. Hiranyakashipu uses so much of intelligence to avoid death. Right? He put so many conditions in his benedictions, not by any weapon. One way of dying is ruled out. Number two, not by any human being or any animal. Not by any demigod. Not by living being or dead. Not in, inside the residence or outside the residence. Not in the day, not in the night. Like that, so many things he has kept. He thought basically by just involving so many things, I can completely avoid death. But was that possible? No. Because you are using your intelligence to avoid death and old age. But Krishna, who has created this system of death and old age, he is more intelligent than you. If you say, I don't want death and day and night, he can come in the evening and kill you. If you say, I don't want any weapon, he can use his nails and kill you. Right? If you say, not inside or outside the residence, he will sit on the at the entrance of the gate, which is not inside or outside, and kill you. So you cannot outwit, you cannot outsmart the ultimately intelligent Krishna. However intelligent one may be, he cannot be more intelligent than Krishna. So never try to outsmart superiors. Okay. So now, demoniac people do a lot of sense control to receive material benedictions. They control their senses. They control their mind. They are focused on the goal. They undergo a lot of physical austerity, severe austerities. You know what Sukadeva Goswami says, or Narada Muni says in this canto? After Hiranyakashipu attained the benedictions from Brahma, after doing such severe austerities, the first thing that he does is sense gratification. He becomes a victim of sense gratification. Well, woman, wealth, wine, www. Right? He's absorbing these three W's all the while. His eyes were rolling. Now, in the 20th verse, he tried to control the nature and so many things he did. In the 19th verse of 7.4, it is said, Saitam nirjita kabu kaku ekarad vishayan priyan He says that in spite of controlling all directions and enjoying all kinds of sense gratification, he was dissatisfied due to uncontrolled senses. Having facilities for unrestricted sense enjoyment will make me happy. That is the expectation of an average conditioned soul. But sense gratification will only make us dissatisfied, morose. So he exhibited a lot of sense control to get material boons, but as soon as he got the material boons, he was absorbed in sense enjoyment. All the fasting that he has done from sense gratification all these years to get the boons, it's gone. So in the 11th canto, there's a verse. By fasting, you cannot control one sense. If you fast, or because you become so weak, all your senses will lose their propensities to enjoy. Right? So eyes cannot, is something beautiful, very beautiful. See this? Eyes cannot enjoy that beauty if you are hungry. Right? You are fasting for 2 days. Your eyes cannot enjoy beauty. Your ears cannot enjoy music. You cannot focus on it. Your nose cannot enjoy fragrance. But one sense cannot be controlled by fasting. You fasted for 2 days. You bring a big thali, chapanbo. You will devour it. You will not honor the prasad. You will devour it. Right? So that one sense cannot be controlled. Similarly, he exhibited a lot of sense control to get the boons. As soon as he got the boons, unrestricted sense enjoyment. Okay. So he passed a long time being proud of his opulence, Aishwarya Matta, transgressing all scriptural rules. To get the benedictions, they will follow all rules and regulations. But as soon as they get the benedictions, all rules are gone. Sab tod do. Okay. So, next. Unrestricted sense enjoyment will cause bondage, not freedom. So we want unrestricted, we want freedom to enjoy our senses. But that freedom causes bondage. It is not actually freedom. Being unrestricted is not to be free, not to be independent. That is to be dependent on the loss of material nature, that is bondage. So, while he, this fellow, while Hiranyakashipu is performing the austerities, all the people, demigods, came and attacked this Hiranyakashipu's palace. And they arrested Khayadi, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj. At the time she was pregnant. Prahlad was inside the womb of mother Khayadi. Then Narad Muni came, you know the story. Narad Muni came and said, stop it. Why are you arresting this innocent woman who is the wife of another person? It's not proper for you. And Indra said, no, I am just arresting her or kidnapping her not to kill her. When she gives birth to the child, then I will kill the child. Because this child, who is the future of this demonic dynasty, right? He is going to be the son of a great demon, and he will also inherit all the qualities of great demon. Already we are struggling with this one fellow, one demon. So the new demon will create more problems. So let us kill. So Indra was not thinking of abortion. Indra was thinking of killing the child after he was born already. Right? So Indra thought like that. But Narada Muni said, no, we cannot do that because the child within the womb of this mother is a great Mahabhagavat. What is the possibility of the son of a great demon becoming a great devotee of Vishnu? There is zero possibility. Now we already know the story. We can easily understand this. Okay, fine. He told like that and then they left Khayadu in the care of Narada. But you just try to be in Nindra's situation. Try to be amongst the demigods. One amongst the demigods. Will you accept the suggestion of Narada Muni? It's extremely difficult. How can you believe that a demon's child will become a Mahabhagavata devotee? That is inconceivable obedience that is exhibited by the demigods. Obedience beyond logic. Trust beyond logic. So, Narada Muni had that kind of goodwill in front of demigods and demons also. When he says it, although what he says is unbelievable, the demigods believe. And you know what they did? They circumambulated. They circumambulated this Kayadu and offered her obeisances, and then they left. Okay, you take care of Kayadu. This is inconceivable protection. Mare Krishna Rakhebe, Rakhe Krishna Mare. Now, when Indra and so many demigods attacked this innocent woman, simple woman Kayadu, and about to kill the child, who could have protected? Now you see in certain movies, the directors create a lot of excitement. They will just allow the hero or some good character in the movie to suffer till the end, and he is about to die, and about everybody is in anxiety. Okay, at this point, this fellow will die. Suddenly, the hero will come and then beat the villain, and this fellow is safe. Or he's on the edge of that mountain cliff. He's about to fall off from there. Suddenly, some rope will come and pull him inside. Then audience will also feel it. All these are coming from Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam creates that excitement. Prahalad was about to die in the hands of Indra. Who could have imagined that Narada Muni will come and protect? So Krishna wanted Prahalad Maharaj to come into this world. He wanted Prahalad Maharaj to get trained by Narada Muni. Krishna made this inconceivable arrangement, and that's how Prahalad Maharaj survived. There was a death threat on Prahalad Maharaj even when he was within the womb of mother. Same thing with Parikshit Maharaj also. But Krishna's intervention, devotee's intervention, would protect a devotee. Okay. Then Narada Muni started giving his teachings to Kayadu. So Kayadu, she was grateful to Narada Muni, no doubt. She was listening. But she could not be attentive to the teachings of Narada Muni. Why? Because Kayadu was so anxious about her son's safety, about the child's safety. And she was anxious, and she was very much in separation from husband. My husband is doing austerities and the demigods are attacking. What will happen? She was constantly in the feeling of this insecurity. Right? She was very much concerned about the safety of her child and her husband. So when you are so much in anxiety, how can you be attentive in Katha? So she could not listen to Narada Muni properly. But Prahalad, who is within the womb of mother, he had no anxiety. Why he has to be in anxiety? As in the beginning of the class, I was saying, right? Someone who has taken shelter of parents, the small child, he is not in anxiety. His father's anxiety. The child will be sitting on the bike. You know, 1-year-old boy, a 2-year-old boy. He would sit on the bike in the front. And he is doing all kinds of things. Father is like this. He is just moving the mirror. He is just pressing the horn. Or he will do all kinds of mischief. But the father ties this boy to his waist or whatever and makes him sit there, and he has to take care of the driver. Right? He has to move like this, and he may have to sometimes reciprocate with the child also. Because the child is completely trusting the father and totally surrendered to the father and dependent on father. Father takes complete responsibility of the child and protects him while he is driving. But when the child is grown up and the father is sitting behind, the child is sitting behind, it's the child's responsibility to take care, and he will put his leg on the silencer and the leg will burn. Father will chastise the child. Are you careful? Don't you have common sense? You should not put your leg on the silencer. How are you so inattentive? Just put it properly, sit properly, and then he will drive. Like that. After that, child will drive and the father will sit behind. So anyways, coming to this point, so Prahalad was very attentive. He's within the womb of mother. He had no anxieties. He had the whole teachings. So, this transmission of bhakti transcends all external barriers. Now, when bhakti has to be transmitted from a source to a receiver, the transmission is so seamless when the transmitter is potent and the receiver is also potent. In a communication system, when the signal transmitter is very potent and powerful, and the receiver is also very receptive, then the communication or the signal transmission happens very effectively. Same thing, when the guru is a very advanced devotee of Krishna, and when the disciple is so eager to receive knowledge from guru and inspiration from guru and develop his love for Krishna, the transmission of bhakti takes place very effectively. Not every student in the classroom gets the same message or gets the same benefit from a class. Only the attentive students get. Kayathu could not get the benefit of Narada Muni's teachings, but Prahlad could get full benefit of Narada Muni's teachings. Two people are sitting in the classroom. One is not visible, okay, but he's there. So Narada Muni noticed it. Oh, Prahlad is absorbing my teachings. Although Kayathu is not very much attentive, Prahlad is absorbing. He spoke. Because there is only one student in the class and he is sleeping. What is the inspiration for the speaker to speak? But Narada Muni could see the invisible also. Although she is not attentive, he is attentive. Who is that he? Who is within the womb of this person, this lady, Kayali. So, the transmission of bhakti was so effective. Same thing. Later, Prahlad Maharaj taught this bhakti to his classmates. They were all children of demons. And Prahlad was a 5-year-old child. Even a 5-year-old child also can transmit bhakti so transparently when the receiver is attentive and pure. All the children who were surrounding Prahlad Maharaj, so they were very innocent, they were not so contaminated by their fathers or by their teachers, they were very fresh. So Prahlad Maharaj could easily inspire them in devotional service. Just like Narada Muni could easily inspire Prahlad in devotional service, although he was within the womb of mother also. So, when bhakti has to manifest in the heart of a devotee, all these external obstacles cannot obstruct the transmission. Obstacles cannot obstruct the absorption in Krishna if the transmitter and receiver are attentive. And that verse is there, right? About speaker and hearer of Krishna Katha. In the first canto, 18th chapter. You remember? The quality of Tanno Bhavan. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhanam Mahattamaikanta Parayanasya Harerudaram Charitam Vishuddham Susrushatam No Vitanotu Vidvam. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhanam. All the sages of Naimisharanya were glorifying this Suta Goswami. My dear Suta Goswami, you are Bhagavat Pradhanam. Means Krishna is the only object of your life. Krishna is primary in your life. Everything else is secondary in your life. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhana Mahatta Vaikanta Parayanasya Hare Udaram Charitam Vishuddham. The quality of the speaker is his Bhagavat Pradhana, and the quality of subject matter is the magnanimous pastimes of Hari. Hare Udaram Charitam Vishuddham is extremely pure narration of Lord Hari. And what is the quality of the listener? Susrushatama. We are very eager to receive knowledge from you. Their eagerness and enthusiasm to hear Krishna Katha is their qualification. When the hearer is eager, when the speaker is a pure devotee, and the subject matter is pure Krishna Katha, the transmission is so seamless, not obstructive. Right? The transmission is very effective. And the devotee, the listener will gain great inspiration in devotional service, unflinching devotional bhakti. So, Prahlad Maharaj being enlightened by Narada Muni in this kind of circumstance is such an example for that verse, 1.18, that verse. So, it's 1 o'clock exactly. I'll conclude here and we will meet again at 3 o'clock, right? Grantharashrivad Bhagavatam ki jaya jhala Prabhupada ki jaya. Some question was there, maybe I'll answer in the evening session. I'll answer it in the evening. And if we have any questions on this session also, we'll take it up in the evening. Next.
That's the